Okay, Rabbi, we are on Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. We are holding at the bottom of Chavav on the base by the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos. We said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can daven Shacharis until the fourth hour of the day. Iboyelu, he asked a question. Is that Ad Ve'ad Bechlal O Dilma Ad Ve'lo Ad Bechlal? Right? Does that include the fourth day or not? When he says up until the fourth hour of the day. So the fourth hour has a beginning and an end. Does that mean you can daven until the beginning of the fourth hour, which would mean ad ve'loi bichlal, or you can even daven to the end of the fourth hour, which is ad ve'ad bichlal? So Tashma within the Braisa Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha, or the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha until plaga mincha. Ia amrish bishlama ad ve'loi bichlal. I understand if you tell me ad ve'loi bichlal, that means you can only do it until the beginning of this set time period. That's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven until plaga mincha. The Chachamim says you can say until shkia, and that's the separation because plaga mincha refers to the beginning of plaga mincha. But if you tell me that he holds advi ad bichlal, which means you can say until the end of the time period, so Rabbi Yehuda hainu Rabbanan, that's the same shita. Right, there's no machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says you can say to the end of plaga mincha, which is shkia, and the Rabbanan say you can say until shkia. So what's the difference? What's the machlokes? Elamai says the Gemara, wait, but it can't be ad veloa bichlal, because ema seifa. But what does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Veshal musaf in kol hayom. You can say daven tefilas musaf all day. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheva shos. He says you can say it until the seventh hour of the day. Vitanya, and we learned in a brisa a little bit later on, probably I think Friday, tomorrow's daf. Vayu lefanav shtei tefilos. Let's say you have two tefilos that you have to daven. Achas shel musaf ve'achas shel mincha. Musaf and mincha. Mispal shel mincha ve'achar kach shel musaf. You should say mincha first and then musaf. Shezu tadira ve'zu eino tadira, because mincha is tadir, is more common, and mincha is not. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Mispal shel musaf ve'achar kach shel mincha. No, you should say musaf first and then mincha. Shezu overes ve'zu eino overes, because you're going to run out of time to say musaf, but you're not going to run out of time to say mincha. Well, the Braisa gives you an example of the two tefillos that come at the same time. Well, if you're telling me that you can say musaf until 7 hours, yeah, until the end of the seventh hour, right? When does this month mincha start? Mincha starts at 6.5 hours. So, I amres b'shalom, maybe you're going to tell me, avyad b'chlal, you can say it until the end of the time period. So, hainu dimishkachos l'ushtei tefillos b'adi adadi, that's how you can have two tefillos come at the same time. Because mincha, you're chayiv at 6.5 hours into the day. Musaf can go until the end of the seventh hour. So then you have a half an hour where they overlap. How are you, if you're telling me that you can only say it until the beginning of the time period that was stated, so how could you ever have two tefillos, mincha and musaf, that come together? Right, as soon as 6.5 hours into the day is already half an hour after the time for musaf is over. So the Gemara says, Elamai ad ve'ad bichlal, but it can't be ad ve'ad bichlal, because kasha resha, because then the first kasha, right, the kasha from the beginning of the Mishnah, like we pointed it out. Mai ikah bein Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbanan. So there's no machlokes. So which is it? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So finally, the Gemara reinterprets the beginning of the machlokes by plaga mincha. Mi sovres the high plaga mincha plaga chrona kamar? No, plaga rishona kamar. Meaning, when Rabbi Yehuda says you have until the end of the plaga mincha, right? If you divide mincha katana into two parts, right? Plaga, right? You split it down the middle, so you have the first part and the second part. So, which part is Rabbi Yehuda talking about when he says until plaga mincha? It's ad ve'ad bichlal of the first part of mincha katana. So when he says until plaga mincha, it's ad v'ad bichlal only up until halfway through, and that is how he can agree with the rabbanan. Falchi kamar, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Amos nafik plag rishona v'ayal plag achrona. One does the first half leave. Nothing is to leave. One does the first half leave, and the second one comes. Michi nafki yud alaf shos chaser rivia. From when 10.75 hours into the day, that's plag mincha, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda holds ad ve'ad bichlal, the first plag. Amar Rav Sorry, if, I'm sorry, just to see Rashi, just to make sure I didn't miss anything over here. Mm, right. Good. Yeah, right. Amar Nachman, af ana nami tanina, we also learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, heid chamisha dvarim. There's a Mishnah in Idios that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified about five things. So four of them are going to be extremely random, and the fifth one is going to be what's relevant to us. First one is Shemaman in a Ketana, that the Ketana, a girl who is young, does Miyun. Now, what is that? So there's a whole long Rashi over here. Basically, the story is like this. The Gemaras and Ksubas and Kedushin explain that the father has the schus to marry off his daughter. Yeah, he can say, you know, his Ketana, his daughter who is less than 12. The Maisa, right, obviously when she gets older she can't. But the father can marry off the daughter. If the father passes away, so midrabanan, the mother and the brother can marry her off as well. And then she has a right of first refusal when she becomes a gedola. That's called miyun. Now, this case over here specifically is a little bit of a crazy case. I think it's the Gemara in Yevamos. Yeah, Rashi writes in Yevamos, Daf Kof Tes. That basically two brothers married two sisters. One of them were gedolim, one of them were ketanim, or at least the girls were a gedol and a katan, and then the husband of the gedola died. The wife of the gedola died, and now it's upon the husband to do yibum. But there's still a miyun, there's still like a zika, there's a marriage derabanan between the youngest girl and the brother of the husband. How does this work? Yeah, basically, long story short, there's a chiyuv yibum and a potential marriage derabanan. So we teach her to do miyun to annul the derabanan to get marriage. So that the mitzvah yibum could take place, because there's also inyans of Ashes of Achosisha. And anyway, it's a long convoluted thing over there. Ayin Sham. Okay, fine. That was number one. That was the first thing where they testified that the way to get out of this whole predicament when you have a yibum and a marriage derabanan, perhaps, so you should do miyun, and that annuls the marriage derabanan retroactively. Okay. The second thing he was testified again about was Shemasiyan is Aisha al Piedachod. If one witness comes and says about a woman that her husband Rahman al Islam died, so she can get remarried based on that. We don't wait for the normative two Edim. Well, Tarnagol Shiniskal Yerushalayim, he testified that they stoned a chicken in Yerushalayim, al Shaharigas and Efesh, for killing something. Now, what is that? So we know that the Torah talks about stoning an ox. That if a cow or an ox gores somebody, right, that we kill the ox as well, if he's a mazid or whatever it is, if he's a muad, etc., etc. So that doesn't only apply to cows, it also can apply to chickens. Rashi writes that how does a chicken kill somebody? So he kind of pecked at the soft skull part of a baby. And they shorshen other chazadim, just like you would stone a shore, right? The pasuk says, "Asher yisakel v'gam balav yumas," right? So you stone the shore, and so that's lav dafka shore. That could be any animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The fourth thing, al yayin ben arboim yom shenis nasech al gabe amizbeach, right? Is a din to you to do? You have to do nisuch hayayin. So that you need to have old wine, not new wine. So apparently 40 days old wine, that counts, that's already good enough. And finally, Al-Tamid Shel Shachar Shekarev Ba'ar B'Shos. That apparently they brought once the Korban Tamid, or a couple times, I don't know, but he testified that they brought the Korban Tamid in the fourth hour of the day, i.e. in the middle of the fourth hour. So Shema Minah, Avya B'Chlal, Shema Minah, apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is Avya B'Chlal, and you have it, as you know, until the end of the fourth hour to say Shachar's. Amar Rav Kahana Halach Rabbi Yehuda hold the Tana beBechirta Kavase. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda because we learned in Bechirta, Rashi writes that Meseches Idios is called the choicest of all the Mishnayos because we have all these testimonies about what the Halach is. All the Halachos are like the people testified, etc., etc. That's what Rashi writes. And that's what we call Bechilta, since it's a Mishnah and Idios, the Halacha is like him. Vayter. V'al Talmud Shal Shachar Shekarav Barba Shos. The Talmud Shal Shachar already testified that the Talmud Shal Shachar was brought in the fourth hour. Man Tana L'Hadetan. Who is the author of the following Mishnah? The, perhaps a Mechilta, it says on the side, in the Misar Zashas. Okay. V'chama Shemesh V'namas. The pasuk says about the man that the sun came up, got up, it got hot, and it melted the man. Ba'arba shos, it happened at the fourth hour. Ata omer ba'arba shos, o eino ela b'sheish shos. How do you know it was the fourth hour? Maybe it was at the sixth hour. Kshu omer kechom hayom, the pasuk says kechom hayom. That's already a pasuk in Bereishis. Harei sheish shos omer, that's already. Right, that's when the Malachim came to Avram. Yeah, so Kechom Hayom, it was hot. So that's the shes. That's 6 hours. Not V'cham Hashemesh, but Kechom Hayom. So Ma'ani Mekayim V'cham Hashemesh V'namas Ba'arba Shos. Right, Rashi writes that V'cham Hashemesh instead of V'chom Hayom implies it's not as hot yet. It's hot in the sun, but it's still chilly in the shade. And that's the implication of the pasuk, and therefore it's at 4 hours into the day. So more says money, la Rabbi Yehuda v'la Rabbanan. It's neither Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, because he, Rabbi Yehuda, either shows namitafrohu. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that until 4 hours is still morning, right? You can still bring the Talmud Shel Shachar. And here you're already telling me of a Chama Shemesh, that's already a little bit warmer. Irabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, chatzos namitafrohu, and the Rabbanan hold until midday is considered morning. So Gemara says, "Ibois emer Rabbi Yehuda, Ibois emer Rabbanan." You could say it's either one of them. Ibois emer Rabbanan, because Amar Krah baBoker baBoker. The pasuk says baBoker twice. So chelku l'shnei bekarim. Apparently, there are two bokers. There's the first one up until 3 hours, and the second one up until six. And that's how you can say that the kechom hayom is at 4 hours into the day, because it's the first half of the morning. V'boys emer Rabbi Yehuda, because I boker yaseir lahaktim lo sha achas, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that this extra boker makes you reduce or detract, I guess, 1 hour, right? Lahaktim, to make it earlier, 1 hour. I mean, normally he would say that the morning is until 4 hours, but boker by boker, you remove 1 hour. And that's how you get the 3 hours. Okay. Right. The kuli amo mi echam v'shemesh v'namas barba shos. Everybody. So therefore, everybody holds that echam v'shemesh v'namas is at the fourth hour. The Gemara says, "My mashma, where do you get that from? Where did you see that? That's the fourth hour." Rabbi Achav Yaakov, Amar Krav, Chamash Shemesh Namas, Ezu Shasha Shemesh Chama Tzatzonei Narei Omer Arba Shos. What this whole implication is that it's hot in the sun, but it's not hot in the shade, and therefore that's the fourth hour. Tfilas Amincha Ad Ha'erev. Mincha, you can daven Mincha until Erev, nightfall. Amar Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak Hasan Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a dechidika. I'll say just because we call it idios like him, right? That we said by shachris. But what about over here, right? So hachamai. So what's the halacha over here by mincha? So he's ishtik. So he was quiet, right? Rabbi Yitzchak was quiet. He didn't say anything. V'lo amar lev v'lo midi. He didn't say anything. Amar Rav Chista said nichzi ana midirav nichzi ana. Let's see. Midirav, Masli Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Rav, Davind, Myriv on Friday night, on Friday proper, before sundown, Mibod Yom, when it was still daytime, so Shema Minah, Halach Krav Yehuda. Apparently, right, who's the one who says you can daven Mincha while it's still, quote-unquote, daytime? That's Rabbi Yehuda, so it must be the Lachas like him. Sorry. Who says that Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha, and therefore this man Myriv starts right afterwards, i.e., you can daven Myriv when it's still daytime? That's Rabbi Yehuda, must be Rabbi Yehuda that is correct. Adrabam, no, you don't have to learn from that. Learn from this, from the opposite. Midrav Huna, Rabbanan, lo hava masli ad orta. Rav Huna and the Rabbanan would only daven after nightfall, when it got dark. So Shmami na ina lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently you see that the halacha is not like him. So Ashtar, the lok itmar halachas alo kamar v'lo kamar. Since we don't have a halacha like either one of them, David, Kamar, Ovid, you can do like whoever you want. And this is a whole discussion in the Rishonim and the postgame, right? Can you daven two of them at the same time? Right? Let's say, you know, you can daven mincha up until plaga mincha, and ma'ariv after that. For the Rabbanan, the cutoff is tseis. So what about davening both of them in between? Can you hold like both of them? So that, most postgame say that is inappropriate. I think there's a Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam somewhere that says that that's okay. Is that here? Not sure. Okay. But either way, Lamaisa, we're definitely careful to try and not have that type of sasri and have Mincha and Mariv in the middle of Plag and Seis. Rav Iklo Labe Geneva Vitzoli Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos. Rav came to Geneva and davened on, you know, Shabbos, davening Friday night, davening on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Vav Masli Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba La'achurei Derav. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was davening behind Rav. V'siim Rav, and Rav finished. V'lo poske l'tzlusei, the Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he didn't kind of step back. Right, Rashi writes, Kolomar lo hifzik bein Rabbi Yirmiyah v'lakotel lavor l'fanav v'leishiv b'mkomo. He didn't pass in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah to go back to his seat. So Shmami Natlas, we learn three things from here. Shmami Namis Pala Adam Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos. Apparently you can daven Friday night early. Shmami Namis Pala Talmud Achorei Rabo. Apparently a Talmud can daven behind his Rebbe. Shmami Na Osir Lavor Kenegin Hamis Palim. You're not allowed to pass in front of people who are davening. Misael Eilin Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. This is a support for Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Osir Lavor Kenegin Hamis Palim. Right? Says exactly that. You're not allowed to walk in front of someone who is davening. Ain't is that really true? Va Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalfi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Ain't is really true? Va Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalfi. They did. They Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi would pass in front of someone. So the Gemara answers no. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chutz Arba Amos with the Chalfi. They would only pass if it was more than Dalet Amos between them and the person who was davening, but otherwise it's really inappropriate to do so. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hechi Avi Hachi, how could Rabbi Yirmiyah do this? How could he daven behind his Rebbe? V'ha'amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Rav, Olam Al Yispal Adam, Lo Kineged Rabo, V'lo Achori Rabo. The person should not daven next to his Rebbe or behind his Rebbe. Right, Rashi writes, next to him because you look like you are equal to him, and behind him because it's also an Indian of Gaiva. Rashi writes, it looks like you're, that's Rashi, but Tosfos says, it looks like you're davening to your Rebbe, which I think is a little bit more mistaver, but either way, you shouldn't daven next to him or behind him. It's Rabbi Eliezer, Omer HaMispala, Chori Rabo, Vanusin Shalom L'Rabo, Vanachsin Shalom L'Rabo, Vacholik Alishim, well, let's slow down a little bit. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer HaMispala, Chori Rabo, someone who davens behind his Rebbe, Vanusin Shalom L'Rabo, and someone who says Shalom Lechem to his Rebbe, just like anybody else, Rashi explains, like he's some Joe Schmo in the street. But Machzer Shalom L'Rabo, and same thing with saying just, hey, how are you, in response to your Rebbe. V'acholik al yeshiva also shal Rabo, and someone who argues on the yeshiva, the base medrash of his Rebbe. V'omer davar shalosh shamam pi Rabo, and if he says something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, i.e., he doesn't quote the proper source, goreim l'shchina shetistalek mi Yisrael. He causes the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. So that's terrible. Meaning, how in the world could he daven behind his Rebbe? It's not covered. It's not covered. It's a terrible thing that he's doing. So the Gemara explains, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Talmud Chaver Haya. No, he was a Talmud Chaver, which means they were equals. He wasn't exactly his Rebbe. They were equals. V'ayinu t'kamer le Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba le Rav, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav, mi badalt. Did you... One second, hold on. Did you say Abdullah? Yeah, I think that was the shot. He asked him, wait, did you... Is that the shot? Yeah, I think so. You guys know? I forgot already. But is it Rashi as Mibad Almar? He doesn't explain it. I assume that means, did you say Abdullah? I was asking him about... meaning, mi badal, did you say Abdullah? Amar lay in badilna, yes I did. V'lo amar, meaning the point is, mi badilmar, did, you know, Mi Bodomar. Meaning, did the master say Abdullah? So it says clearly that it's clearly that Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba regarded Rav as his equal because he called him. You know, he didn't say Mar. He just said Mi Badoth. Did you, referring to him as like a normal guy? Did you say Abdullah? So now the Gemara asks, so Mi Bodil, did he really say Abdullah? Amar Rav Ben Palmavas is Balshir Rabbi Shabbos Rabbi Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry. No, not Abdullah. What am I talking about? No. They're davening on Erev Shabbos. I'm so sorry. They're davening on Erev Shabbos. So they daven Erev Shabbos, and he asked him, Mi Badal, did you separate yourself from doing work? Did you stop doing malacha? My fault. So he asked him if he stopped doing malacha, and since he didn't say the word mar, so we can see that they were equal. And the Gemara says, no, Mi Badal, did you really stop doing malacha? Right, because he said to him, in, yes, I did. So, Umi Bodil, did he really stop doing a malacha? Amar Rabbi Avin, Pamachas, Spal Rabbi, Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Once Rabbi was davening on Erev Shabbos, he davened Shabbos early. V'nichnas l'merachat, and he went into the bathhouse, V'yatza. And he came out, V'shanel l'perikon, and he taught a shir, V'adayin l'chashaychon, and it still wasn't dark yet. So apparently, going to the bathhouse, right, there's a lot of malachas that involve showering and taking a bath, etc. So how could he have done this, right? I thought, right, you just told me a second ago that Rav was separated. Once he davened early, he would stop doing malacha. So Amar Rava, Hahu Nichnas Lazia. No, Rebbe just went in to take a shvitz. V'kodem gzeira hava. And it was before they made the gzeira against going into the bathhouse, stam, for no reason, on Shabbos. So there was nothing wrong with it. Enis is really true. V'abaye sharele Rav Dimi bar Livoy v'chaburi sali. Right. Ah, but you see that again. It still questions the inyan of refraining from doing malacha after you davened early. Right. You see that Abai allowed Rav Dimi to kind of smoke these I guess baskets to do some sort of malacha with smoke right on Erev Shabbos after he had davened. So you see that even if you daven early on Erev Shabbos, you still don't have to stop doing malacha. So Gemara says no, ha'uta usa havoy. Now that was a mistake. That was where he was mekabel Shabbos by mistake. Yeah, that's Rashi writes. Lo kibel lavtos. That was Shabbos mishas tefila midat ala yom hamu'unun haya. Right, it's a case where it was dark, it was cloudy, and they thought it was Shabbos, and then the clouds split, and then they saw that the sun was still up. So they accepted Shabbos by mistake, and so they said it was fine. But to Usa Mihadra, the Gemara says, wait a second, but if you mistakenly accept Shabbos upon yourself, are you allowed to really go back and do malacha? Right? Ravidan says that once it was cloudy, and everybody thought it was nighttime. They went to Shul, they davened Ma'ariv on Shabbos early, and the clouds split, and oh my gosh, it's still Shabbos. Ubo v'sholus Rebbe, and they went and they asked Rebbe, v'omer hol v'spalu v'spalu. He said, you don't have to daven again. So apparently you see, you don't have to go back. So the Gemara says, no, shani tzibur t'lo matzarchina lu. You don't have to go and daven again, because you're not going to make the tzibur go daven again, but it's if it's still sunny out, so then it's still Shabbos, so therefore, you know, that's not going to be, that's not, you don't, it still is an inyan of if you accepted Shabbos early by mistake, you're still allowed to go and do malacha, right? If the sun is out, right? So it's clearly it is not Shabbos at all. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Rav Talishal Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin says that Rav Davin Shabbos early. Rabbi Yoshia Matzi Shal Motzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia Davin Mariv on Motzi Shabbos early. Rav Talishal Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos. When Rav Davin early on Erev Shabbos, so Omer Kiddush Alakos, so Eino Omer Kiddush Alakos. He's allowed to say Kiddush afterwards. You daven at the early minyan of shul, come home, you let us the kiddush, it's still sunny out. Tashma, let's prove it. Damar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mispala Adam Shal Shabbos Rav Shabbos, Omer Kedusha Alakos, Vehilchus Akamase. Pretty straightforward. You can daven Marav early, you can go say kiddush, and that's the halacha. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Right again, second case. Rabbi Yoshia davened early on Shabbos, for Motzi Shabbos. Omer Avdala Alakos? Oh, I know Omer Avdala Alakos. Well, can he say Avdala early? Is that a thing? So Tashma will end up Brisa, the Amar Rabbi Udam Shmuel, Mispala Adam Shamotzi Shabbos Bishabbos, Omer Avdala Alakos. Well, pretty straightforward. Yes, you can say Avdala early. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rav. Bitsad Omuze, Hispala Rabbi Shmuel, Barabi Late, Barabi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, Barab Shabbos. Right over here by this Amud, by this pillar, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi davened early on Erev Shabbos. Kiyasa Ula, when Ula showed up, Amar Bitsad Tamrahava. No, it was next to this date tree, this palm tree. Vilo Bitsad Amudhava, not next to a pillar. Vilo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Hava, it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Ella Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Hava. It was really Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel's brother. Vilo Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and it wasn't early on Erev Shabbos, Ella Shal Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos Haya. The story goes that it was on Motzi Shabbos, and he davened Ma'ariv early on Shabbos. Tefillas Ma'ariv Ein LaKeva, there is no Keva, there's no limit for Ma'ariv. Gemara says, it's a very strange lashon, my Ein LaKeva, what does that mean? Ilei Madi Boim Masli Kuli Lele, if you're going to tell me that it means that you can daven all night, so just listening, just teach me, Tefillas Ma'ariv Kol HaLaila, you could just daven Ma'ariv all night. Ela my Ein LaKeva, what does it mean? Ein LaKeva? It's like the guy who says that Ma'ariv is a Rishos. Damar Rav Yudah Rav Shmuel Tefillas Arvis. Rav Gamliel Amar Chova Rav Yeshua Omer Rishos. So Machlokes whether Ma'ariv is a Chova or a Rishos. Amar Rabbi Halacha Kedivrei Omer Chova. Rabbi says it's a Chova. Rav Amar Halacha Kedivrei Omer Rishos. Rav says it's a Rishos. And Lechora, right? Again, it's quoted that you have the little Shmichik over there. Not Shmichik, I guess it's a base. Is it a base? Is it a Lechof? I can't tell. It's a chaf, I think, in my Gemara, that it's sure that's how the halacha is, that Ma'ariv is a Rishus. Nowadays, everybody davens Ma'ariv, so yes, if you look at Tosvos, Tosvos right away clarifies, Lav Davka Rishus, it's not optional. Ella, rather, can be just Ella Kachnira Rishus Levatla Omer Mitzvah Cheres Hoveres. That it's Rishus Legabe other mitzvahs. That Tosvos says that if you are faced with another mitzvah and you can only do that mitzvah or Ma'ariv, so then you should do the other mitzvah, but not at all that Ma'ariv is a Rishus. And certainly we've been knowing nowadays, Am Yisrael has been knowing to have Ma'ariv every single day of the year. Okay, Rabosei, we'll stop here because it's a long story with the Rabbi Yeshua and et cetera, and Rabbi Gamliel and all that stuff. So we will go weiter on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great Shabbos.